Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was a deadly weekend overall with multiple shootings across North Texas. Fort Worth Police Chief Eddie Garcia is now asking the public not to judge the overall safety of the city based on one weekend that saw several shootings and murders.
Chief Garcia says while they are looking to make an arrest in the shooting at a nightclub in the West 7th Entertainment District, they're also going to make sure bars in the area are following the law.
TABC suspended the license for that establishment for 7 days. We are looking at other things as if they're operating with a dance hall permit or other things, but we're not going to have it. We're going to ensure that we have everything that we need to keep our residents safe and for those that visit this amazing city.
One person was killed inside the nightclub and 5 others were shot. It's believed the shooting was both unprovoked and gang-related. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Continuing our team coverage over the violence from the weekend. A woman stabbed in Northwest Dallas early Sunday morning. She survived, but the police say she lost her baby. It happened just before Sunday morning. Police haven't released any details about the possible suspect. They're asking for anyone with information to contact them.
Well, a person was shot and killed also on a DART train Sunday night. It happened at the Pearl Arts Station. Jasmine Carter with DART says they are now stepping up security.
That is something that we are prioritizing always by adding extra officers.
Yeah, DART originally said that they had the suspect in custody. Now they say that's not the case. We're going to have more on this shooting coming up at 5:10 here on KRLD.
And a shooting in the middle of the day on Sunday in Dallas, just across the street from the AAC. Guy walks into the Black Taft Craft Burgers and Beer and shot a teenager who's an employee at the place. One coworker tells NBC5 he was there when it happened. And other doctors there at the time.
So they came and ran out, and like they just did the best they could. Like they were covering her wounds. There was more than one, so I was telling them, like, there's more than one.
At last check, she's critical. No arrests.
Follow News Radio 1080 KRLD's Dallas-Fort Worth All Local podcast for the day's top local stories in 10 minutes or less.
35E, the accident that just will not clear out in Dallas, and a trouble spot on I-20 in Fort Worth coming up at 5:08.
I'm NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell. Here we are, October, not feeling like fall. I'll let you know if it's going to feel like fall anytime soon.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin, broadcasting live for the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. You know what? They pushed this thing back because they don't want it to be hot. We're in October, and it's still just the same. Hundreds of block parties are planned for National Night Out tomorrow night across North Texas. It's an annual event to introduce neighbors and police in an effort to keep crime as low as possible. Arlington Police Sergeant Vince Pewitt says the goal is to get neighbors talking with each other.
It also encourages the neighbors that are really active to get the ones that they're not so familiar with the program and to talk with them and say, hey, come on out. Have a couple of burgers and eat some hot dogs and have some drinks and get to know your neighbors.
There are 200 parties scheduled for tomorrow night in Arlington alone. Pewitt says that's an increase of 40 from last year.
Man says he's guilty of kidnapping and killing a boy in Dallas in 2021. Cash Guerin slept in his crib He got kidnapped and stabbed to death. They found his body 8 blocks from his home. Police say Darian Brown that did it. Brown's defense team says he'd been released from a mental health facility. Jury selection, as it just got ready to start, he decided to plead guilty to murder. Garen's mom talked to Brown during victim impact statements.
Cash will never have a first day of school or graduate or go to his high school prom or college. He'll never get to have children or a family of his own. You took that from him.
And he gets sentenced to life in prison, but could be out on parole.
Supporters of Robert Roberson are now running out of time to prevent his execution.
He's the East Texan condemned over the 2002 so-called shaken baby syndrome death of his 2-year-old daughter. He's set to die on the 16th. A rally hosted by Texas conservatives concerned about the death penalty held in Austin this weekend. Democratic State Representative John Busey told the crowd that there's a mountain of evidence before the courts proving Roberson is innocent.
And Governor Abbott can ensure that we have time to review it by granting a 30-day reprieve right now. He doesn't need to wait for the courts. He can act immediately. And Governor Abbott, you must act, because once Robert is executed, there is no turning back.
Roberson's lawyers say Nikki was misdiagnosed, over-medicated, and died of pneumonia. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you had to pick a team with the longest suffering fans,
it'd be them or the Browns. Those are the only two that I could.
Those Jets, man.
Yeah.
That's bad. Bad team. Cowboys beat him 37-22. And R.J. Choppy at 105.3 The Fan upstairs. He's going to join us right now to talk about the game.
You think suffering as a Jet fan? The Jets have made 3 AFC championship games since the Cowboys went to their last
one. All right. I'll see. We don't need to hear that.
Put it into perspective on how much. But don't forget about us.
That's
we
true.
We are suffering too.
Point well taken.
Okay.
So what position group was the MVP of this game yesterday? It had to be the O-line.
Yeah, the O-line was pretty good. The Cowboys franchise ought to teach us that you don't need to have 3 first-round draft picks to have a good O-line. Now, they did. You know, the Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick line, all 3 first-round draft picks, really good line. But the Nate Newton, Eric Williams, John Jeezy, Mark Stepnoski, and Tuane line. I mean, those guys, the highest drafted player was a 3rd-rounder. So you had a mismatch unit out there yesterday, and, they came to play. They had a really good job. They did a really good job. And, you know, sometimes it's not the best 5 individual players. It's the best 5 players together as a unit on that offensive line. They showed it yesterday.
And I guess they opened up a lot of holes, because Javonte Williams looks like, I mean, a godsend in free agency, coming out of nowhere, resurrecting his career. He looked great yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, and you know, you find players that can come out of nowhere, and it doesn't matter what week it is. If you have injuries and you get a chance, you've got to take advantage of that opportunity. I don't care if you're a young player, if you're an older player, one that's coming off injury, you got to take advantage of being back out there on the field.
How about the defense? Is the defense finally starting to come around? Have they turned a corner a little bit? Again, granted, it's the Jets.
It's the Jets. Look, I mean, the run defense still allowed 8 yards of carry to Breece Hall. I can't write home about that. From a passing perspective, Justin Fields is what he is. We don't really think too highly of Justin Fields, the passer. He's an all-around football player, but he's never been an elite passer. I don't even think he thinks he's an elite passer. The thing that stood out to me was the pass rush, obviously. Again, Fields kind of leaves the pocket early. He doesn't have very good pocket awareness. So I don't know what to make of it. I'm going to hold off and wait and see a mode on the defense. Next week is Carolina. Carolina could play hit or miss. I mean, they were down, and all of a sudden they came roaring back, yesterday against Miami, and they had Rico Dowdle running like Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, I think there's one thing we can all agree on, and Dak is playing out of his mind. Talk about these first 5, especially on play action pass. I mean, he's been the player, the best player the Cowboys have had every single week.
Yeah, for the most part he has. He's been tremendous. He's playing the game at a high level. And, there are some quarterbacks, you know, Carson Wentz, you know, had a decent game yesterday. Same draft class as Dak. Jared Goff has played really well. Same draft class as Dak. These guys are seeing the game at a level where they know the answers to the test, and that just comes with being a vet in this league. Dak is playing tremendous football, and you could put him in the MVP category after 5 weeks. You could put him in the Offensive Player of the Year category, Comeback Player of the Year category. A lot of those. He's going to be up in the running for it.
So we got four games until the bye. I think it's at Carolina, at home against Washington, at Denver, and then they get Arizona at home. What's realistic for those four games, the way this team is playing right now?
Well, I mean, I think you got to look at it like, you know, you want to come into the bye if you can. Obviously, six wins is the number one. But I think if you split the Denver-Washington games and then you take care of business, you're going to be favored in, I would guess, two or three of those games. I mean, you're going to have to pull an upset. You know, you lost to Chicago. Chicago was the swing game, so now it means you're going to pull an upset somewhere else that you didn't expect. I think if you come out of that with five wins total going to the bye, you're looking good. You've got to be 7-2-1, I believe. Maybe 6-3-1 before you hit that stretch after the Raider game.
So a little bit more optimism now than there was after that Bears game.
Yeah.
As there should be, you know, I mean, that was a tough day. And then, you know, you go out there and you tie the Packers and you get a road win against a Jets team that looks like they don't know up from down.
That's for sure. We appreciate it. RJ, thanks as always. It's great stuff. That is RJ Choppy, 105.3 The Fan. Rogers, Austin, York here, and Jack Pylon. He joins us right now. A lot of people just call Jack the French fry guy.
The fry guy.
But everybody knows me by first name. My last name they never remember.
It's just okay.
Jack's Fries.
Jack's Fries. That's
Jack
it.
Jack the fry guy. Your family has been at the state fair. Your family is the third oldest concessionaire at the state fair after Burt's. Let's see.
Burt's and Fletcher's.
Burt's Concessions and Fletcher's Corny Dogs. You're number three. 80 years.
I've been lucky enough they've invited me back 80 times.
Well, you've been for all of them?
Almost 80. Now, you're 77 now, and is this true? You have never missed a State Fair of Texas in 77 years on
never
this
missed.
Earth.
I'm afraid my dad would send out a search party if I wasn't here. And then now that he'd roll over in his grave if I didn't make it.
Absolutely.
So they'd bring you down as a baby.
Matter of fact, when I was 9 months old, I brought me out the fairgrounds to work.
Put them to work.
Well, they needed a sound effect for a baby crying on a Ballyhoo record. That's where the barkers used to play sound effects.
Well, and right. He wasn't joking.
And my dad pinched me, and I started crying. And so they recorded that. And for years, you'd hear me crying on the speakers out here. And I walked down the midway, my mom would sit there and slap my dad and say, quit making my baby cry. He paid for that for years for having me doing that.
I hope you got some royalties on that
cry.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen that. I just know.
Oh, but it gave you the fry stand. So.
Yeah.
But it's not just fries, because you were one of the first vendors, maybe the first, to sell Mexican food at the fair.
I think so. When I was 12 years old, I asked my dad, when am I going to get a stand? I wanted to stand out here to sell something because I was working out here. And he said, well, what do you sell? And I said, well, I'll sell nachos, because I just learned what nachos were.
Okay.
And so we started selling nachos. And that, of course, he said it was my stand. My dad ran it, but I thought I was running a stand. But we used to do nachos where we sold tacos out here, and take the nachos and put cheese on it, melted it. And I remember when some other vendors came out with the cream cheese, the melted cheese, and my dad said, no, we do it the original way. We're not going to do it that way. And then on Texas OU, I dragged him over to another stand and said, look how many they're serving, and look how many we're serving them. And all of a sudden, we went to melted cheese the very next day.
All right, I'm looking at this taco salad. This thing looks amazing. So what exactly is it? This is new?
No, I've had these taco salads. I have one of the vegetables out here. I've had it for years.
Okay.
Mexican food. I started Mexican food down in the early 60s. And we've had this taco salad, and it has the a cheese blend and Mexican beef blend. I do beef or chicken, mm-hmm. And it's made with the recipe that my nanny taught me how to do. I had a Mexican nanny who taught me how to cook, and that's why I do so.
That's why you wanted to go to the Mexican food.
That's why I do Mexican food.
This is authentic.
And the chalupas or tostadas I have out here, well, Thursday is the best deal. A lot of the vendors come and eat with me. I go through a lot. But I brought this to show you that, you know, there's something. It's not Tex-Mex food. It's Mexican food. It didn't have the Tex-Mex chili.
I'm looking at it. It doesn't seem like a taco.
But this is a taco salad. It has a little bit of sour cream, guacamole, and lettuce, cheese, and tomatoes on top of with some either beef or chicken.
The one year that you came close to missing a state fair, you told us this story last year, and it's worth telling again, that you had gotten drafted, and your dad had to pull some strings to get you home from Vietnam.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to make it, and all of a sudden, I get this order, so you're going back home for a 30-day leave. And I remember coming back home. I wasn't really thinking. I was flying, and I landed in L.A. calling home, and nobody answered the phone. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Of course, I was getting kind of everybody forgot where I was and all this. I landed in left field, and I remember getting a taxi and driving out. I saw a sign, State Fair opens today, and I went, oh, never mind. Take me to Fair Park. I wasn't going home.
Oh.
An hour later, I was cooking French fries.
Can't go over there in Saigon. We need you right here in Dallas.
And then you knew why they brought you home. Off air, we're talking that, the state fair is not a year-round job. At least it wasn't for you. You, for a long time, you were an engineer at one of the legendary radio stations in North Texas.
Well, not a long time. Just that was one of my younger days when I was 18, 16 years old. I was working. Yeah,
the mighty 1190 KLIF.
Right.
Back in the glory days. You
know, worked with a guy named Ken Dowell and Granny Emma. Yeah. On the morning shows.
And you were marveling at this equipment we have set up here.
It's awful small compared to what we had to work with.
Oh, yeah. You said, like, back, it would have had 5-6 guys have to run this. And Mike does it himself, sets it up by himself.
What would it take to run a broadcast like this back then? You would have had to have a full-on truck. Right?
Yeah, they'd bring a truck, and a couple of cars with all the people showing up, and have people holding cartridges, playing cartridges. There's another guy holding tapes and splicing commercials. And then you had the music. Now, when I first started, they were actually playing the records, but then they went to tape pretty quick.
They actually had turntables in the truck.
In the truck. I've never seen that. See, that's why I was saying I've been only familiar with radio in the digital world.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.